Journalist turned novelist Trent Dalton is continuing his dream run with his debut book, Boy Swallows Universe. It's already sold more than 100,000 copies. It's been shortlisted for the New South Wales Premier's Literary Award for Fiction, and now it's won the Book of the Year at the Indie Book Awards. These awards are run by the Australian Independent Booksellers Association, and past winners include Jane Harper's The Dry and Charlotte Wood's The Natural Way of Things. Boy Swallows Universe tells the story of teenage brothers Eli and August Bell, who move in with their unstable father after their mother starts selling heroin. It's set in 1980s Brisbane, and it's based in part on Dalton's own life growing up in the suburban fringes. Trent spoke to Sarah Lestrange about the book for our debut writers series last year. Here he is explaining his writing process.
We'd have dinner and then the kids would go to bed and I'd go downstairs into our little sort of rumpus area and I'd write from 8 till 10 at night. And basically, you know, this beautiful kid, Eli Bell, that I invented, enabled me to confront stuff that as 38-year-old journo Trent Dalton, he probably wouldn't have been able to confront. This kid wrote the book for me, Sarah. He just said, man, I'm stronger than you. I'm wiser than you. I'm savvier than you. I'm cooler than you. Let me do it. And he did it.
Other winners at the Indie Book Awards included Marcus Zuzak, who won the Fiction Prize for Book of Clay, and Chloe Hooper, who won the Non-Fiction Award for The Arsonist. Congratulations to all. Congratulations too to this year's winners of the Peter Porter Poetry Prize. And yes, that's winners with an S, as two poets are sharing the prize this year. Andy Kissane, with his poem Searching the Dead, shared the honours with Belle Ling for her poem 63 Temple Street, Mong Kok. The Peter Porter Poetry Prize is run by the Australian Book Review, and the winners will share in $8,500 in prize money. And the awards news just keeps coming because the English writer Philip Pullman has won the J.M. Barrie Award, which recognises a lifetime's achievement in delighting children. Pullman is probably best known for the His Dark Materials fantasy series. On Twitter, Pullman said he couldn't be more proud and pleased to win the award. Here he is last year at a Penguin Random House event talking about his own childhood influences.
I loved poetry from my earliest years. Hiawatha, things with a strong rhythm and a strong metrical sense. Kubla Khan, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. I remember being read The Rime of the Ancient Mariner when I must have been eight at school. And it gripped me and fascinated me and terrified me and intoxicated me like nothing else. So for the first part of my life, which is my creative life, it was poetry. Only later did I start thinking about novels as something I might write.
Philip Pullman there, the winner of the J.M. Barrie Award for his writing for children. The prize is run by a British children's charity that aims to give all children access to the arts. And from Philip Pullman to Philip Roth, you'll remember that the American Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Philip Roth died last year at the age of 85. He was most famous for his novels American Pastoral and the controversial classic Portnoy's Complaint. Now his old New York apartment is up for sale. Roth lived and worked in the two-story condo on Manhattan's Upper West Side. He first bought the apartment back in the 1980s, and now it's gone up for sale with all of Roth's belongings still inside, untouched since his death. Visitors to the apartment can see the floor-to-ceilings bookshelves stuffed with books, a pencil drawing of his boyhood apartment on the wall in the kitchen, and his 1998 Pulitzer Prize still sitting on his desk. Now, to be clear, Roth's belongings are not for sale. The apartment will eventually be sold empty, but lawyers for his estate put the apartment on the market before removing his things. So people viewing the apartment are also getting a chance to see a slice of the famous author's life. According to the Wall Street Journal, even Roth's toothbrush still sits in a cup on the sink. Of course, this apartment isn't open to everyone. Only potential buyers are allowed in, and they have to be serious with the apartment on the market for a cool $3.2 million American dollars.